This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We are back with hour number two of Ron Segi Today, live all across the USA and around the world. My first guest this second hour is a friend of our show for many, many years. She's a delightful lady, great actress, and she's got a very interesting story to tell, too. Joining us will be Mary Lou Henner. And then starting its third season this weekend, Doctors Aaron and Ben Schroeder, their husband and wife. The show is Heartland Docs. It's on National Geo Wild and also on Disney Plus. And they'll be chatting about that new season that's starting for them. And from HGTV, Matt Blaschaw. And that's all coming up this hour with Ron Segi Today. We are going to pause just momentarily, but when we come back, my first guest, the second hour, actress Mary Lou Henner.
March is National Essential Tremor Awareness Month, the most common movement disorder. It's characterized by involuntary progressive tremor, especially in the hands. It affects an estimated 7 million Americans. This is why it's important to raise awareness and make ET the talk of the town this month and beyond. Essential tremor can disrupt a person's daily activities, including eating, dressing, and speaking. ET can worsen over time. The unpredictability of ET can also lead to stress, anxiety, and sometimes depression. An estimated 70% of the people with ET are undiagnosed, misdiagnosed, or untreated. If you or a loved one is experiencing any of these symptoms, it can be helpful to speak with your doctor. Continued medical research is needed to develop new effective therapies for ET. One company investigating potential treatments is Praxis Precision Medicines. They're currently conducting clinical trials which evaluate the safety and efficacy of new potential medical treatments. Talk to your doctor to see if a clinical trial may be an option for you. To learn more about ET, visit EssentialTremor.org.
An adult elephant can weigh up to 6 tons. The average person, 150 pounds. Ever heard of carfentanil? It's a large wild animal tranquilizer. Illegal drug dealers lace heroin with it. It can kill the average human. If you or a loved one is addicted to opiates, even pain pills, don't wait until it's too late. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline now. We care. Many of us have been where you are. We'll take you or a loved one away from the drug environment to a place you can clean out safely. Plus, we'll work with your insurance company to make sure you get the treatment you need. And with a Family Medical Leave Act, you're allowed by law to get away for help without telling your employer why. Call now to save a life.
800-707-9709. 800-707-9709. That's 800-707-9709.
It's Ron Segi Today, all across the USA and around the world. Our next guest, she's a terrific talent, a beautiful lady. You're not going to talk about something serious, and then we're going to lighten things up a little bit. Everybody knows Mary Lou Henner. Hi, Mary Lou. How are you?
Hi. Well, wow. Thank you. Thank you for that lovely introduction.
Geez, I forgot to play Ricky Nelson. Hello, Mary Lou. I think about these things a day late and a dollar short.
My heart.
Since the last time we chatted, how have you been? You sound terrific as always.
I'm good. I'm good. I'm excited to be able to talk to your listeners today and to you, of course, about a subject that's kind of near and dear to my heart because it's Bladder Cancer Awareness Month.
Right.
And people probably, you know, I've been talking about bladder cancer for a while now because my husband, Michael, was diagnosed with bladder cancer 14 years ago after we had just reconnected. We knew each other in college. He was my college roommate's boyfriend, but we didn't dare twinkle in each other's direction. And it took us a long time to get together, but we got together 14 years ago. And within 2 months of our relationship, he was diagnosed with bladder cancer.
Wow.
And it was such a, you know, a body blow to both of us, but we managed to put a program together that worked for him and gathered as much information as we possibly could, and he's now, I'm happy to say, he's been in remission 13 and a half years. But it all started, 3 weeks after our, you know, we had first reconnected from college. We went on this little vacation together. We were in Mexico City having a romantic weekend, et cetera. And I followed him into the bathroom and noticed there was some, like, backsplash in the toilet that was, like, blood. So I said to him, Michael, are you okay? And he said, oh, yeah, I've had blood in my urine for 2 years now. It's no big deal. I went to see my doctor. He said it's probably, you know, a kidney stone that dissolves or a gallstone or maybe it's just a stress reaction, et cetera. And I said, wait a minute, blood in your urine for 2 years, that's not right. You know, that something is definitely wrong. I want you to go and see my doctors in Los Angeles. And he said, no, I'll go see this guy again. Well, of course, it took him a month to get the appointment, and he went there, and the guy had retired, but this other younger doctor was there, and he said, oh, yeah, you have bladder cancer. Come back in 5 months.
No.
So that didn't sit well with me either, and I started doing a lot of research. I took him to my doctors, and it turned out that he had a much more serious bladder cancer. Well, we, you know, went through a lot that first year together. Happy to say that he didn't have to have the bladder surgery because we caught it in time. But there are a lot of times that people don't want to have those conversations. Well, we wrote a book called Changing Normal, How I Helped My Husband Beat Cancer. The book came out last year. The paperback came out recently. And Genentech, a company that put together a lot of research about bladder cancer, they approached me about talking about the role of the caregiver, because the caregiver has such an important part in the, you know, in the result of like a happy prognosis or diagnosis or, you know, a happy result when someone is taken ill. And I said, I would love to get out there, talk to people about it, especially because Bladder Cancer Awareness Month. And I helped them develop a website, section of a website. It's the Bladder Cancer Advocacy Network website, bcan.org, bcan.org. And if you put my name in, you'll be able to get some information and get like a discussion guide to help jumpstart some of these conversations. Because that's the problem. People are embarrassed. They're shy. 62% of people are afraid to talk about blood in their urine or pain or anything because it's a below-the-belt cancer. And they think like, oh, is my partner going to change their attitude about me? Is it going to affect my sexual ability, et cetera, et cetera? But you have to have those conversations, and especially because early detection is key.
I congratulate you on taking this issue in a way that was very unusual. What really bothers me about this is the attitude that the doctor took, because I actually have a situation in my family, it's not bladder cancer, where the person is sick, and the doctor is very cavalier, very nice man, very knowledgeable man. But on Friday afternoons when he goes home, he forgets that that person suffers on Saturday and Sunday with pain.
Exactly.
I don't know where this is.
Yes, you're, this is exactly why you have to get out there and have these conversations.
Wow.
Because your doctor, sometimes, you're right, they go home on Friday, they're not, you know, they're not feeling the pain over the weekend, and so you need somebody to be able to have those conversations with you.
See, and the other thing, too, is this. There are two victims to anything of any health nature. There is the person that absolutely is suffering and you feel terrible because they're the one that they're really in trouble. And then there's the caregiver, you. And there's stress there between people that are caregiving for a loved one and the person that has the problem. But how do you treat this? I see statistics here, Mary Lou, that are scary. You know, 1 in 5 people that have bladder cancer. It's more common in men than in women. 62% of people think that the bladder cancer symptoms could be other things, like you said, kidney stones. But finding blood in your urine, those are things that are sometimes embarrassing that you don't want to talk to somebody, especially someone that, in your particular case, although you've known each other for a long time, it's kind of a new relationship now.
Oh, it's brand new. I mean, we knew each other in college and hadn't seen each other in, you know, 30 years, 12, 22 years we hadn't seen each other because we ran into each other. But you know, yeah, you a lot of times people don't want to have those conversations with someone that they've been with for a long time.
Right.
You know, and you can't be afraid. And also, you know, when a patient goes to see their doctor, they are totally glazed over. They're maybe stuck on a word or two or a sentence, and they're so worried for their life that's where their mind goes. So the caregiver has to put an agenda together, write it down, get those questions ready for the doctor, record it, do whatever you can to get the right information, you know, and it's a hard thing to know what to say and what to do, and that's why, you know, bcan.org is going to be very helpful to people, how to open those discussions. Because, you know, we always say the first day is the worst day. You get the diagnosis, and the blood just rushes to your head, and you don't even know what to do about it. But then you start to put one foot in front of the other and gather as much information as you possibly can. And that's, you know, that's what it's going to take. And, you know, what happens, you know, between two people and the couple, I mean, you have to be able to listen. You have to be able to ask questions. You have to be able to use humor, sensitivity, sexuality, whatever you need. I mean, Michael and I were so in love that we just said, we're going to get through this no matter what the situation was. And thank goodness we had these conversations early so that he was able to put his cancer in remission without, you know, a surgery. And, you know, we were very lucky that way.
I'm going to say something, Mary Lou, that probably will not make a lot of doctors happy, okay? But I'm going to say this because, hey, we're all in this together. In your business and in my business, you know, if somebody asks you a question and it's not the answer that they think is right, they're going to pursue it. I think a lot of times, and I had a couple of members of my family fall into this category, as soon as a doctor said something, that was the gospel. The gospel according
right,
to the doctor.
Right.
Okay? And I had my brother who I lost last year, I loved him dearly, he used to say to me, gee, why do you ask so many questions? And I used to joke with him and say, well, that's what I do for a living, okay? But the reason that I ask so many questions is very simple, is that because a lot of people don't ask those questions, are put in the dark. I know sometimes doctors, lawyers, you know, they don't want to explain to it because they figure that this guy's a yo-ho, he don't know what he's talking about. But the fact of the matter is, if you don't ask those questions, you can drive yourself nuts at about 3 o'clock in the morning thinking about this.
Absolutely. No, you have to ask those questions. And if you don't have the kind of doctor who wants to answer those questions, then get a different doctor.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's good to get second opinions anyway. But you have to be able to know what to ask. And that's why, you know, becan.org will really help you find those questions. And you can't be afraid to ask your partner. I mean, you happen to be one of the few guys who can ask those questions. And I'm sure that, you know, you and your wife have these kinds of discussions all the time. But most people aren't like that.
Yeah.
They're too embarrassed, too shy, too reluctant, or they don't want to know the truth.
That's right.
You know, and the truth is going to help them, especially in early detection.
Mary Lou, we're going to pause for a second. Very interesting. Our guest is a very special friend of ours, Mary Lou Henner. Of course, she is a great actress, and she can take on any role and do it convincingly. We're talking actually about bladder cancer that happened in her family after she was newly wed.
Newly dating.
Newly dating. Oh, my
God. We were only dating 3 weeks.
Holy man.
When I noticed the blood.
Wow.
3 weeks. We were on a little vacation. People even said, bladder cancer? Why don't you bail? You're such a new couple.
I
said, no, I'm saving his life for me. I love this guy. Are you kidding me?
You know, it's amazing you said that because I was just wondering how many people would have said something as dumb as that, but they do.
Yeah, I know. Rather ask you a question like that than ask you, you know, how you're feeling.
Yeah, right. We're going to pause for a second. We'll be right back with our friend, Mary Lou Henner. I love talking to you.
I love talking to you, too, because you ask such great questions and, you know, we follow the bouncing ball with each other.
There you go. And we're going to continue following that bouncing ball after a quick message live all across the USA and around the world with Ron Sedgy today. And don't forget to check out our website, ronsedgy.com.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes, even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunnybay. Like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world. And that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
As a mother, you don't want to have to worry about this bill is coming, but then she needs this chemo. That's the decision you shouldn't have to make.
It's a huge burden lifted financially, and so it allows you to give singular focus to your child. I've never known a hospital that takes care of their patients so thoroughly.
That was the first thing I was like, how are we going to do this? When they told us that we didn't have to pay a single bill, I was like, wow. They pretty much have saved us.
It's like the world has been lifted off of your shoulders, and now your focus is supporting this child.
There is not another hospital like St. Jude. The patient care is unmatchable. It saved my life. It saved my daughter's life. It saved our family.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures. Saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
We're back live nationwide and around the world. You're listening to Ron Segi today. A very special guest, friend of mine of many years, Mary Lou Henner, joins us right now. We're talking about a serious matter, which is Bladder Cancer Awareness Month this month. Her husband.
My husband.
Yeah, Michael Brown.
Been my husband for 10 years. This all took place 14 years ago.
We
had just reconnected from college 14 years ago.
Wow.
And 2 months into our relationship, he was diagnosed with the cancer. But he's been in remission now 13 and a half years, and we've been married over 10.
Wow, that's great. Being in your business, you know, the entertainment business, it's sometimes very difficult to come to the general public with an issue. People don't want to do that because they think, well, you know, everybody sees me in my perfect way. Why would I want to show them in my down way or any idiosyncrasies or problems I have in my private life? I think what you're doing here is great because, you know, I sometimes believe, and certainly this was the case 60, 70, 80 years ago in Hollywood, that nobody ever wanted to tell you what was wrong with them or their family.
You weren't even allowed, I mean, a movie star wasn't even allowed to go on a television show.
Right.
Because they didn't want to, like, reveal something about
right.
their personal life. But, Ron, trust me, I have no secrets. You know, I will talk to anybody about anything. I will say anything. I wrote my book. I'm not afraid to talk about anything.
You know, that's Mary Lou, you got to say one thing about that. You certainly don't hold anything back.
No, I don't hold anything back. It must be because I'm a girl from the Midwest, a middle child, so I'm always trying to connect the two extremes anyway.
Oh, the middle child. I have the brother that's the middle child.
No, I like that position. It was benign neglect. You could just shoot up the middle. Nobody was paying attention. You charted your own course.
I'm the baby of the family, and I'm the one that had, you know, the brand new Cadillac at 2.
Yeah, right. I know. I have my youngest brothers like that, too.
Mary,
spoiled one.
I would be remiss to deviate from this very important subject for a moment to talk about one thing that absolutely astounds me about you. I love it. And you know what I'm talking about. This unbelievable talent you have about dates. Did this just happen, or did you go to, like, date school?
Well, no, it's hard for me to call it a talent at this point. It's much more a gift, and it's something I was definitely born with, but I've definitely nurtured along the way because it was something I always knew I had even as a child. You know, and when you're one of six kids, you look for anything that differentiates you from your brothers and sisters. So I loved the idea of having this unusual memory. And people would say to my parents, what's with that kid in her memory? You know, and I got the nickname Memory Kid, Memory Girl, Univac, things like that. And so I knew that I had the best memory in my family. And then as my circle got wider and wider, I realized I had a very unusual memory compared to anybody that I knew. And Leslie Stahl's been a friend for many years. When she was offered the story for 60 Minutes about a woman who had an unusual memory, she actually turned it down because she said, it's not a big deal. My friend Mary Lou has the same thing.
I remember that.
3 years later, she called me. She said, it is a big deal. We're going to put you on camera and being tested. So what they've done is they've taken 300 measurements of our brains. They found 9 areas 10 times larger than the normal brain. When I heard this statistic, I was shocked. People remember 8 to 11 events within any given year of their lives. If I asked you about 1988 or 2003 or whatever, you would probably remember 8 to 11. Well, maybe not you, Ron, because you probably would remember a lot more. But most people would remember only 8 to 11 events within any given year of their life.
Yeah.
And for the people who have HSAM, highly superior autobiographical memory, we remember virtually every day of our lives. So, you know, just like I'm in the health world, I'm also in the memory world because memory is health as well. And I've written a book about that, and I counsel people, and I'm able to help a lot of people bring back their memories because it's all in there. It's all in your on your emotional hard drive and makes you behave in certain ways, whether or not you're aware of it. I happen to think that the people of HSAM, that we have an unusual retrieval system. You know, one of the things that I loved about helping with this whole Bladder Cancer Awareness Month is that I was able to recall so many different experiences that Michael and I had together, and I was able to cross-connect so much information that I read, and it was not all in one place like it is now with BCAN.org, so I'm thrilled that I'm able to once again help people with memory, bladder cancer, whatever it is.
I had Leslie Stahl on the show, and I forgot she did that interview. I didn't even bring it up. I'm sure you were hell in history class with all those dates of, you know, when the war started and the Civil War and everything else. Can I put you to a test?
I'm sure.
Okay, now I shouldn't really say this. I might be a day off, but if I am, then you can still win the refrigerator.
Oh, well, I don't want to do it. You know, I'm not trying to be like a show pony with this.
No.
And a lot of times people ask me questions, they'll say, oh, when did you do this? And they've gotten their information from an unreliable source, like Getty Images. Like someone will show me a picture, and I'll say, oh, no, that's the wrong date on the picture. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Or they'll say a taxi episode, and it'll be not the day that it was on. I'll talk about the date that I was actually experienced it.
I'm very good at when I watch these old movies of cars. They say, oh, this took place in 1963, and I see a 64 Chevy. I know that something screwed up.
Oh, that's funny. You know what's interesting? I have this theory that everyone remembers something especially well. Everyone has what I call their primary track on which they've embedded their memories. It's like in the jigsaw puzzle of your life.
Yeah.
What are the hard-edged pieces? And so I guess yours is cars. That's interesting. Well, that would have been my father's as well.
Yeah, cars. Well, my wife says that my center of interest is me.
I think most wives would feel that way about their husbands.
You know what happens? I have people ask me, how does that work? And I say, well, it's very simple. I said, you have to have really a combined enjoyment of a topic. You know, like you both play tennis, you both like sports.
Sure.
And in my case, we both love me, so it seems to be working out really
good. My God.
Oh, my
God. You are a riot. I want to talk to your wife. She's the one I want to talk to. I can see why you've been on the air for so long. First character.
June 23rd, 2009, a passing of a very well-known celebrity.
June 23rd, 2009?
Yeah.
No, it was June 25th. It was Michael Jackson and Farrah Fawcett both died that day.
Okay, then.
Is that what you're talking about?
No, actually.
That was a Thursday.
No, that wasn't who I was talking about. But now that I think about it, it might have been June 24th. There was another person that fits into that triad there.
June 24th would have been a Wednesday.
Okay. About June 26th. Do I hear April 27th? It's like an auction.
Maybe your second primary track is...
No. My partner, Ed McMahon.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah, that's who it was.
Oh, yeah.
That's okay. I forgot about Farrah Fawcett and Michael Jackson, so we're even.
Yeah.
Okay, Mary Lou.
Yeah, that's when they passed away. Do you remember that?
Oh, yeah, because I was out in California with Ed, and I remember going past Michael Jackson's home with all the yellow tape around it, and it was the same couple of days.
That was amazing. Yeah. That was an unbelievable day.
Give us the website again.
The website is BCAN.org.
Great.
BCAN.org, and it stands for Bladder Cancer Advocacy Network. And if you put my name in the search bar, you'll hear more of my story with Michael and, you know, questions that I helped formulate for them, too.
Please do me a favor. Don't make it so many years between visits, okay?
Absolutely. You're always great to talk to.
And please tell your husband we send our best, and he's lucky to have a lady like you by his side.
Oh, thank you. And your wife's lucky to have you, too.
If you talk to her, you tell her exactly what you just said about her.
Okay.
That she's lucky. You sound more convincing than I do. Thanks, Mary Lou.
Okay,
dear.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. A lovely lady, talented lady, Mary Lou Henner. And there's more to come with Ron Seggi today.
That was fun.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. and I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
Civilian evacuations are underway at a steel plant in Mariupol, the last holdout against Russian control. The deputy commander of a Ukrainian regiment says a group of 20 women and children have left. Officials believe that up to 1,000 people have taken shelter at the plant. Evacuating civilians from there has become a point of contention between Russia and Ukraine, with Ukrainian officials accusing Russians of not abiding by the ceasefire. No fatalities have been reported in a tornado that struck Andover, Kansas. The twister moved along a 3-mile path, damaging hundreds of buildings. Emergency crews have been conducting secondary searches on Saturday, urging people to stay away from storm-damaged areas. President Trump still has to pay $10,000 a day until he comes into compliance with a subpoena from New York Attorney General Letitia James. She's been investigating his business practices. This is USA Radio News.
According to the World Gold Council, while demand for gold is surging, 72% of people reply they lack the necessary know-how to do so. Hi, my name's Adam Barada, owner of Advantage Gold, hands down the highest-rated gold dealer in the country. The reason? We lead with education. We've taught millions of investors how to buy gold safely and securely, and our in-depth gold guide explains everything you need to know. From what type of metals to consider, if an IRA or cash transaction is best, and how you can be certain that the gold you're buying is authentic, certified, and real. Call 800-900-8000 now and get our number one rated first-time gold buyer's kit. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the information you need to secure your future. Call 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000 today.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Here's a question for you. Why is it that some people aren't as stressed out about the future as you'd think they'd be? Answer? They're probably among the millions of Americans who have prepared themselves with emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. If the worst ever happens, literally millions of American families are already protected from dealing with empty store shelves. Is yours? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now and grab some emergency food kits. At least one for each member of your family. These kits give you a wide variety of delicious meals that average over 2,000 calories per day. Everything stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Order your kits now by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your order will ship fast and arrive discreetly in unmarked boxes. Listen, this is something you need to jump on now, before the next news headline stuns the world. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
On Sedgy Today, live nationwide and around the world. Well, I couldn't be happier for our next couple, actually, our next two guests, because their hit series is returning for a third season on Nat Geo Wild on Saturdays, and that's at 10 o'clock Eastern and Pacific time. Then on Wednesdays, it will be on Disney Plus. It's a great show, very, very interesting. It's called Heartland Docs DVM. Joining us is the husband-wife team of Drs. Aaron and Ben Schroeder. Hello, doctors. How are you today? Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Yeah, thanks. We're doing great. Beautiful here in Nebraska.
Well, that's what I want to tell everybody. You are living in beautiful land, Nebraska, and I know that, you know, you do a lot of work in the winter blizzards and tornadoes and summer heats, but boy, I got to tell you something. That's a nice area to live in. So congratulations, first of all, on the return of the third season. Let's start with the ladies in the house, okay?
Ladies first.
Ladies first. Dr. Aaron, tell us a little bit about the show, because I think it is so interesting and very, very intriguing.
Well, thank you. That's definitely part that we're going for. It's really neat to be able to share with people all over the world now what it's like to be in, you know, the American heartland and what it's like to raise and care for animals and all the different people that we get to meet. And it's sort of just a literal glimpse into everyday life for us, and getting to tell these amazing stories, or share, really not tell them, to share these amazing stories. We think animals are the universal, you know, feel good between all different types of people, and it doesn't matter who you are, where you came from, any of that. Everyone who is around animals just has those same feelings for them, and so it's pretty neat to be able to be a part of that story.
And you know, I think a lot of people, when they think of veterinarians, they think of dogs and cats, but you go after cows, pot-bellied pigs, llamas, deer, possums, and some, I shouldn't say great because it's sad, but some very unusual accidents that leave our pets and animals in general kind of injured, like the three horses that were injured, a fawn that fell off a cliff, a tiny little silky terrier with three babies stuck inside, and a heifer who had his head stuck in a gate. I mean, Dr. Ben, out there in Nebraska, I guess you get all kinds of situations going there in the animal world.
Well, we learned about all these different species in vet school, and we came to a place where all those different species coexist and live, it's been fun to be able to use those skills that we were able to learn and put them to real life.
You're known as the cattle whisperer there, Dr. Ben. How did you get that name?
Oh, boy.
It's all coming out now.
It's all coming out now. You know, we've been doing this this filming business for about 3 or 4 years, and it's been fun. You know, cattle, honestly, are outnumber the people in Nebraska 4 to 1.
Right.
So we've got a lot of cows, and my dad was a great cow vet, and so he's probably the original. But it's been fun to follow in his footsteps. And my goodness, if I'm the cattle whisperer, that makes Erin the whisperer of every single other species there is, because she's amazing too.
I want something. What do you need, honey? Yeah, you sweet talking over here. I see what's going on.
Never get involved with domestic situations when you're on the air, ladies and gentlemen. That is Broadcasting 101.
We're in it now, right?
Yeah.
How did you two meet?
Well, the story that we're going to share with radio is we were at a country bar dancing. Actually, we met playing basketball in vet school, and I was playing with my class, and Ben had been in the gym already for a few hours, and he said he stayed and played the whole day. I don't know, because he wanted to be able to play basketball against me. I won, just for the record.
Yeah.
This is public.
Erin's a heck of a basketball player, and she can really box you out if she means it. So.
Wow. Sounds like a great team. Now, you know, you both love basketball. I understand your sons are in the too with scholarships for Division I basketball. They're taking after their parents.
Well, they are. Charlie's graduating this year, and he actually kind of had a switch, and he's going to run track. He's a pretty good track athlete, and he's really excited about that. So he's going to be going to a college in Nebraska here for track. And Chase is still a sophomore. So he may be more of the basketball line. That may be where he ends up.
The question is, are they going to follow in their parents' footsteps and take over the business? That's the question. Are they going to become veterinarians?
That is our question, too. And I want them to be good and are great at whatever they do. Whether they become veterinarians or not, we don't know. But I do know that Charlie right now, he's leaning towards being a a teacher and a coach, and I love that. That is a wonderful profession to go into.
He wants to be an elementary education teacher.
That's great. Now, everybody loves animals. I mean, even if they say they don't, they do. I mean, how do you not like a cuddly little dog or cat? I don't know about a cuddly little possum, but, you know, everybody likes animals. Now, do you ever get to a point where you get attached so much to a patient animal and it's difficult for you as much as it probably is for the owner if it's not a wild animal?
I would say every day, all day. I feel like for so many of our clients and our patients, you know, that's part of your family. That's it's amazing. I mean, yesterday I had a lady come in with a puppy that was very sick, and I had to deliver some really not good news, and I was just bawling in the exam room. I was so sad. I just knew how much this dog meant to their family and her daughter, and it was just as heartbreaking for me as it was for the family to hear that. So, That's a constant for me and for Ben.
Yeah, you know, I've had two dogs over the years. I've had more than that, but two in particular, both poodles, at separate times. And both, I was told by the vet, if they didn't get better by a certain time, that they'd have to put the pet down. And in both situations, the pet died on its own in our arms. I don't know if I could do that. I mean, it is so, so sad. It's one of the saddest things that I think when it comes to life in general is having to put one of those fuzzy friends down. But you have some great, great stories that you tell here. And is it rather disruptive when you are on a case and you got cameras all around you?
We discovered right away after filming that we just need to ignore that.
Right.
We need to ignore the camera in your face. We need to ignore the people. Sometimes I ignore the producer because they're bothering me right in a critical time, and they get that now. They just back off, and they know that some of the best moments we've ever had on our show are when they just back away and let us do our thing and let the true emotions of the moment come out. And that's what I've learned over the years of doing the show now.
Well, that's great. Now, again, the third season is returning this Saturday at 10 o'clock Eastern and Pacific Time on Nat Geo Wild, and then on the following Wednesday, it will be on Disney Plus. It's the third season of the Heartland Docs DVM with the husband-wife team of Drs. Aaron and Ben Schroeder. Doctors, it has been a pleasure. You are not only great, great doctors, but you're good guests, too. At any time you want to come back, please join us. We would love to have you, and good luck in season number 3 of the show.
Thank you. We've had a good time, too.
Yeah, thanks so much for having us. I hope you have a great rest of your week.
And I hope that you have a great time out there in Nebraska. And by the way, I'm probably the only guy that you'll talk to today, Dr. Aaron, that knows where Westport is.
Really? How do you have you visited?
I have, and I'm from Pennsylvania, which we used to go whitewater rafting in that area, so I know it very well.
Mm-hmm. Oh, it's so beautiful. I said, "That's how much I love you, honey," when I moved away from that, because it's pretty breathtaking up there.
It certainly is. Not too swift in the winter, but very breathtaking.
No, yeah, it gets a 2-star winter review, but the rest of the time it's amazing.
That's exactly right. Thank you, doctors. Have a great time, okay?
Yes, thank you so much.
Thank you. Wow, I tell you, they are good, and that show is fabulous. It's Heartland Docs DVM, returning for its third season, and again, it's going to be premiering on Saturday at 10 o'clock Eastern and Pacific on Nat Geo Wild, and then on Wednesday, it'll be on Disney Plus. Good show. Anytime we get a couple of seconds available to us, we'd like to tell you about our websites, which are ronsedgy.com, R-O-N, SEGGI.com. When you get to that website, there is an icon on the home page that says show, and you can hit it and hear our latest show 24/7 on demand. Or you can hit the Facebook icon, and there you and I can become friends on Facebook. We also have another site that's called SEGGISINGS.com, SEGGISINGS. And if you check that one out, you'll be able to hear and see everything there is on the site that talks about our tour with my 15-piece orchestra. If you ever get a chance to see one of our concerts, we'd love to have you there. Let us know that you heard it on the show. Our next guest coming up is going to be Matt Blashaw. He's from HGTV with a brand new show that's doing very good for him. You're listening to Ron Sedgy Today.
As as a mother, you don't want to have to worry about this bill is coming, but then she needs this chemo. That's a decision you shouldn't have to make.
It's a huge burden lifted financially, and so it allows you to give singular focus to your child. I've never known a hospital that takes care of their patients so thoroughly.
That was the first thing I was like, how are we going to do this? When they told us that we didn't have to pay a single bill, I was like, wow. They pretty much have saved us.
It's like the world has been lifted off of your shoulders, and now your focus is supporting this child.
There is not another hospital like St. Jude. The patient care is unmatchable. It saved my life. It saved my daughter's life. It saved our family.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at St.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Ron Segi today, live all across the USA and around the world. There is a show on HGTV that I love watching. It's called Build It Forward, and our guest is the host of that, Matt Blashaw. Hi, Matt. How are you? Welcome to the show.
I'm excellent. Thank you so much for having me. Appreciate it.
That's a great show that you do, and I congratulate you on its success and on the success of being probably one of the best real estate agents in the country. That's a pretty good accolade there to have that.
I've been blessed in my life. So really it's about the love for the home and a love for homeowners and giving them a better life in their home.
I think you hit a home run with it. We just celebrated Earth Day a few days ago, and there's so much about the environment that's in the news today. It always has been. In fact, the first Earth Day, I remember it, I was sitting in college and was wondering why there was nobody in class. Apparently I didn't get the memo, and everybody's out planting trees that day. But there's so much about energy, there's so much about the environment, And how do you resolve that matter? I know that is a very important aspect to millions of people around the world. And how do you address it, Matt? Because it is a serious issue.
It is, yeah. Earth Day is an important, you know, part of, I think it's a great day to be able to kind of sit back and think about what is our impact on this environment. You know, we all need to be good stewards of the planet, and I'm really encouraging people to think beyond recycling and planting a tree at this point. So I want people to think about the energy that they use and to choose more diverse, low-carbon energy when it comes to powering their homes and their businesses as well, because we're putting all of our eggs in one basket when it comes to electricity. And, you know, the more diverse America's energy is, the more reliable it's going to be.
So what are your suggestions? There are so many things out there that we have to be concerned about. And for environment, for reduced carbon emissions, electricity is great, but a lot of times these grids break down and people think electricity is, they don't even know that it burns natural gas, coal. So what are some of the suggestions that you have on the table there, Matt?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you know, if we think about the electrical grid in a whole, just like you said, it runs mostly on natural gas and coal. I mean, we're getting better with wind turbines and solar power, which, you know, propane could work right alongside with. But it's going to take decades and it's going to cost trillions of dollars to clean up the electrical grid. And it's so inefficient, the delivery system, because by the time it gets to you from the power plant, it loses it can lose up to 2/3 of the power. So we just have to think about, you know, what could we do to use a more diverse mix, right, of energy? And that's why propane is an important part of that energy mix. It can help Americans clean up the environment right now, equitably, affordably. It's made right here in the USA. And when families choose propane, it's going to lower carbon emissions, and we're going to gain some energy independence from it.
Matt, there's no dependency we would have on other countries. We can do this all in-house.
You know, we think about propane, we think about those little small tanks we put under a barbecue, right?
Right.
But now that I've moved from California out to the Midwest, I mean, there are some big propane tanks. And propane tanks, you come and have them filled on a regular basis. And you can dry your clothes, gas ranges, heat your water, fireplaces, outdoor fire pits. It's amazing what you can do. And so it's not necessarily just about one source of energy. It's about multiple sources of energy. And we go back towards green building, right? And it's not necessarily about saving energy anymore, at least in my opinion, is that we should, yes, definitely should save some energy, but what are those energy sources that we're using? And that's why I said propane is just one of those mixes, because we can decrease our dependency on the electrical grid, and by choosing propane, you're going to be able to decarbonize, right? Take some of that carbon out of the environment that would have been used creating that electricity.
We've had guests on the show before, Matt, that talked about propane for vehicles, school buses for one, trucks for others, but you can do the whole house?
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. And it's for homes, for businesses. You can do the whole house. You can even have propane to power a backup electrical generator.
Really?
And we've seen that in years past. Boy, just in Texas a couple of years ago, I'm sure that was all, you know, that was all over the news. They didn't have power for weeks on end.
Right.
If you go out to rural areas or areas that are right on the cusp, it's a way of life. That energy source is right there. You don't have to get it piped in. You don't have to worry about anything being generated. And so in those times of need, when you need it the most, propane will be right there.
Can they run a line to your home like they do and used to do or still do with natural gas?
Absolutely. So, and I'm not saying if you have natural gas right now or if you have availability of natural gas or the infrastructure, then there's really no need to change that. But if you are running on all electricity and you don't have any other form of gas to power your house, absolutely, yeah, that can be done. Natural gas could be, a tank could be put onto your property. It could be piped in and then inserted into your house. And you could do anything from it. In fact, you would not be able to tell the difference between a natural gas-powered home and a propane-powered home. You can do everything and more with propane.
And I got to assume that it's got to be cheaper than electricity. I mean, the electric prices are crazy. At certain times of the year, like in Florida where I live, summertime is tough because of the air conditioner. Up north, wintertime is tough because heating.
Yes, absolutely. I mean, it depends from city to city, but it's, you know, energy prices, they swing back and forth. You know, what's good about propane, once it's delivered, it's yours. You've already paid for it, right? You're not having to depend upon if they raise your prices, especially if you think about in those rural areas trying to, you know, the infrastructure to try to bring in natural gas. You know, propane is right there. You know, it's cost effective. It's comparable to any other energy, doing better for the environment in a different way. And to throw that decarbonization, right? We're trying to take the carbon out of the world, and propane is one way that's going to help with that.
I would assume that the only reason that this isn't massively used by everyone is people are just reluctant to change, and they got to change that opinion because this is a great source, and they probably figure, well, you know, I've done this for all my life, why should I change? And the benefits outweigh the reasons not to, so it's just a matter of orientating the general public.
Yeah, exactly, and that's why I'm here, and that's why I'm on the show, is so that you can just, you know, keep it at the top of mind. And when you have that choice, that's one of the choices that you can make and say, hey, this is, what am I going to do to better today? What could I do to gain some energy independence? And really, propane is truly for everyone.
Yeah.
And it's making a positive environmental impact. I think people just have to kind of think about it from a different way. And how could it be brought into your life today?
Well, this is very enlightening. And congratulations on the show on HGTV. It's called Build It Forward. Our guest has been Matt Blashaw. And Matt, thank you for joining us. Anytime you have some more things to talk about, please come back and join us. Very important, and I think a way out the exit door of having problems on the grid. So this is important for all consumers.
Love it. Thank you so much for having me. I appreciate it. And if anyone, they can go to propane.com if they want to learn all about it.
Where to go is propane.com. Matt, thanks for joining us. We look forward to your return, okay?
My pleasure. Thank you so much, sir.
Our guest has been Matt Blashaw, host on HGTV of Build It Forward. And when he talks about propane and what it can do to the environment and what it can do to actually make cleaner air, it's a no-brainer, really. And there's more to come with Ron Seggi today.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
It's essential to life, but it's also something that so many of us here in America take for granted. Imagine how different your life would be without access to clean water in your home. What if you had to walk to the nearest creek, stream, lake, or pond to get water? Suddenly, going to work and school wouldn't be an option because you and your children would have to spend your days collecting water. This is the day-to-day reality of most families living in the world's poorest countries. But what if I told you that you can change that reality for just pennies a day? Through our water project, Food for the Poor is working to meet the need for water in 17 impoverished countries. But it won't happen without you. Incredibly, it only takes $15 to provide a child access to clean water for life. $15. Decades and decades of access to water for a child. Give the life-changing gift of water now. Just text USA Radio to 91999. Text USA Radio, all one word, to 91999.
That's a wrap with Ron Segi today. I want to thank you for joining us on the show, and I just want to thank our guests, and they include KC from KC and the Sunshine Band, from KISS. I love that group. Paul Stanley. Theo Wilson is not only an actor, but the host of I Was There on the History Channel. Jennifer Jolly, thank you for giving us some Mother's Day ideas. I also want to thank actress Mary Lou Henner, doctors Aaron and Ben Schroeder from the TV show Heartland Docs on National Geo Wild and Disney Plus, and from HGTV, Matt Flashaw. We'll be looking for your company come next week when we're going to do it again live all across the USA and around the world on Mother's Day weekend. Till then, I'm Ron Segi, hoping that you have blue skies and green lights.